Blog Talk Radio.
And Miss Sarah, I had you muted. I'm sorry. And we're going to start over again. Great news for today's world. And it is the Lord God who is the way maker. As I was saying, I am Reverend Robin, the one and only. And then our co-host and president of Sisters of the Lord, Sarah Edens. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Robin. Hey, everybody. Glad to be here. You guys, I want to encourage you to check us out on social media. We've got a Facebook page, if you didn't know, and you can find us at facebook.com/groups/sisters of the Lord. And we're just looking to grow together in Christ and be more like him every day. So we hope to connect with you there.
Well, let me open in prayer, and our sister Sarah has got a great word today for us about having that servant's heart. Father God, we just thank you. We worship you, Lord. We thank you your mercy. The mercies of you, O God, are new every morning, that your compassions fail not, that you've been there, done that for us, and you understand everything that we're going through. As we give it all unto you, Lord, and receive your word today, your word is life and health to our bone, to our flesh, to our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your love that never changes, that never fails us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You guys, I was reading this morning in Mark. I'm in Mark chapter 9 today, and the topic of servant's heart really weighed heavily on my heart today, and I just wanted to talk about that. So if you look at Mark chapter 9, and we're going to look at verses 34 through 35. Robin, can you read those for us?
Yes, I will. And let's start here, Mark 34, 35. Here, it kind of slipped on me. But they held their peace, for by the way, they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12, saying unto them, if any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all, and the servant of all.
Amen. You guys, in this world, right? We know that the Bible is so different from what the world says that we should do, live, think, feel, all of that. And one thing that's very prevalent in our world today is about that self-centered, me-focused kind of attitude. And that's something that the Lord right here says, it's not us first, it's putting others first. I want to go to Luke 22, and we're going to look at verses 24 through 27, and it's going to say the same thing here, but it's going to expound on it a bit. So I'll read that here. It says, "Then they began to argue among themselves about who would be the greatest among them. Jesus told them, 'In this world, the kings and great men lord it over their people, yet they are called, quote unquote, friends of the people. But among you, it will be different.'" So he's saying this to his disciples, so also to us as Christ followers. "Among us, it will be different. Those who are greatest among you should take the lowest rank, and the leader should be a servant. Who is more important, the one who sits at the table or the one who serves? The one who sits at the table, of course, but not here." So keep in mind, that's the world system, you guys. But here, as a Christ follower within Christianity, it's the one among you who serves that's greater. And these are the words of Jesus here. So I just want you to kind of start thinking about servitude. Right? And just start thinking about ways and what that looks like. Robin, do you have any thoughts so far?
Oh, I have tons of thoughts. You know me, I've always got stories. But a few of them I know across the world in some of our churches, the precious sisters and brothers, the ones that go behind the scene, wait on the people in the community, mm-hmm. distribute food, watch over the pastor, make sure that everything's going good, the ushers, everyone. I know myself, and not gloating on myself, but in my teens and early 20s, being a pastor's daughter, I saw that in action from my mother and father. And I offered out here in Oklahoma to clean the church I was attending. And I did it all by myself after work and went there late at night, turned up the sound system, worshiping the Lord, locked the doors, and cleaned the whole church unto God. And, you know, I didn't expect anything. As long as you do everything as unto the Lord, you'll be safe.
Amen. You guys, I want to turn to Matthew 25. And Robin, if you would, read verses 34 through 40 for us.
Sure. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, you clothed me. Sick, you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me." And then the righteous answered, saying, "Lord, when shall we thee hungered and fed thee, or thirsty, or gave thee drink?" Is that where I stop? I'm sorry.
Through
40. Oh, 40. "When we saw thee a stranger and took thee in, naked and clothed you? When did we see you sick or prisoned and came unto you?" And the king shall answer and say unto them, "Verily, I say unto you, insomuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me."
Ooh, guys, listen mm-hmm. to this. It doesn't say that this is only done to those that are in the kingdom of God, right? This mm-hmm. is just to the least of these, to all people. Even if someone's not following Christ, they're still his creation. And so if we're made in the image of God, when we do these things for other people, whether they're following Christ or not, we're doing it as unto Christ. We're doing it as if Christ was the one who is needing the food in that moment, as if Christ was the one who is needing the clothing or just the companionship in the moment.
Yeah.
It's as if he's sitting right there with you when you do these things for other people. And I just wanted to make sure that you guys were paying attention to being more like a servant instead of being the one that feels like they deserve to get everything to them. Because even Jesus says he came to this world to be a servant, not to be served, right? And as we, as sisters of the Lord, you know, we're trying every day to grow and be more like Christ. And this is one way that we can do it, becoming less so that he can become more, right? Robin, what kind of thoughts do you have for us on this one?
Well, in this past January, it's still in my heart so deep. In Pakistan, we visited the brickyards. There were mm-hmm. the precious Christian and Muslims slaved to work to make brick to pay off debt. And, you know, we went back and we walked in those dirt, those mud yards, and we hugged them, we prayed with them, we gave unto them, we went to their families. They live literally in like mud homes. We gave them treats and candy that the children normally have never had. And you know, when you do it unto the Lord, it's just such a reward that you can't even imagine serving the people. I've been before thousands of people, but my heart is to be one-on-one with the hurting and let them know that I am there for them.
Amen. It is. It really is such a blessing. You know, I mentioned earlier about everything being about self, right? Gimme, gimme, gimme. That's what we mm-hmm. tend to operate in this world system. But the reward is so great when you're able to give of yourself to others. And you guys, think about serving and what that looks like. Sometimes we hear serving maybe like serving in your local church and going out and helping minister and things like that. And those are all perfect examples. But sometimes serving may look like, well, are you a husband? You may be helping your wife with things in the house. That's a form of serving. Are you a mother? You're making sure that your kids are clothed and fed and bathed every day. That's a form of servanthood. Raising them up in a Christ-like home is a form of serving not only them, but even the Lord. You know, are you single and choosing to walk this life with you and the Lord alone right now? That's a form of serving God. And even when if your friends are having a hard time, being there to listen to them, if you know that somebody's sick, bring them food. Bring them food that maybe might last a couple of days so that they don't have to worry about finding out what to eat, right? These are all forms of serving. And I just want to challenge you guys, take some time to really think about the free time that you guys have. And get creative and find ways that you can meet the needs of those that are in your life. I know one thing that I used to do was I used to always carry cash on me, whether it be ones, fives. And then that way I would always have cash on me so that if I saw a homeless person and I would pass by them, I could offer them financial support because they're in need. They're in need for everything. You can even make little gift bags and things like that for them too. But that's just one of many examples of things that you can do in your area, just with those that are around you. You know, talk to people, listen to them. People love to talk about themselves. So if you let them talk, you'll hear what it is that they need, and then you can help meet it. Robin, do you have any closing words for us?
No, that's good. And always when you listen to people, though, don't join in with their, you know, what they are actually saying, but try to give them the word of God to lift that situation up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, we always want to point things back to the Word of God, right? Not just our opinions, you guys.
Yes.
But I just want to leave with saying again, in John 3, verse 30, it says that he must become greater and greater, and I must become less and less. It's not about us.
Right.
It's about the majority. How can we help the majority today? Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your selflessness, that you gave your son as a gift, a perfect gift to a people who didn't deserve it. And Lord, I thank you that we have freely been able to accept that gift in Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that you've given us Jesus to be the example for our lives. And may we walk this life living as he did. May we show love to others by serving one another, serving our families, our friends, serving the communities and strangers that are in our everyday lives. Father, give us creative ideas on ways to reach those around us. And help us, Lord, by humbling us where it's needed. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful word. And I just must say, Sarah would never say this about herself, but she has seen it in action. And so you just follow Jesus, everyone, and you will see that servant's heart. Until tomorrow. We love you. Bye, Sarah.
Bye. Love you guys.